Full credit where credit is due by you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to accept that you not were wrong because been previously right, but, yes. You know, when things have – we talk about self-improvement on this podcast a lot. You know, we're one of those. And, you know, when things go away and look at what they need to work on and come back a better product, and you just got to give them credit, like you said. So, you know – all will be revealed.
Yeah, ice baths, meditation, that sort of stuff. But
the state of South Australia and their racing in particular has been listening to a lot of self-help podcasts and reading the books, and you've walked through the doors of Moorfield now and there's little saunas and ice baths everywhere. It's self-improvement plan.
Yeah. Hey, it's paying off.
Literally.
It is. It literally is. Second of Portsea might be running this weekend or on Anzac Day, so you'll have to tune in to the Instagram to see that. But sensational racing in South Australia, unbelievably. The Brisbane Carnival is kicking off as well. If you were to have a bet this weekend, where would you do it?
With the good people at Ned's, definitely. You can do everything you want with them. You can get weird and exotic as well, which I know you like a lot. You've provided a few tips for one of the features where, you know, maybe if you were interested in a Ned same race multi, you could chuck that on and it'd give you some juicy odds, I think. And maybe you could follow us in as well with the Ned's profiles.
Yeah, yeah. If you like what we're putting down on the day, just go to our Ned's profiles and copy what we've got going on there. But yeah, should be good.
Let's go.
But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. All righty. Welcome back to another episode of the On the Drift podcast, but slightly different episode. Riding solo here because my great mate Declan, DJ Jonesy, he's in the midst of one of the worst hangovers you'd ever see. So that's not quite true. He has an inner ear infection, so he won't be able to join us today. And as far as I'm aware, he hasn't shot through his tips either. So you're going to have to deal with my terrible tips for this, what will be a pretty short podcast. So, but just to give you, just because, you know, this is my show, this is our show, I'll give you a bit of a rundown of how my week was anyway. So, we went to the track last week. It was one of the great days. Stratty Day, Eagle Farm, everyone was out. It was thumping. It was pumping. It was fantastic. What a good day it was. Did we win the quaddy? No. Did we lose the first leg? Yeah. Yeah, we did. But did we reload into the treble and win that? Yes. Did we get our money back overall? No. So, bit of a mixed day, but Brooklyn Hustle in the last showed what a good girl she was. So, overall good day. But, you know, on to this weekend, which is the Ippy Cup. And as if you listened last week, the Ipswich Cup, very close to my heart. But we'll get into that later on. But to kick it off, we're going to do what I'm going to do, the special interest segment with Ladbrokes. So, shout out to Laddies, one of the great bookies of the modern era. So, this week we're doing Rags to Riches. So, just because we've bought a filly recently, which is on the cheaper side, we're daring to dream. So, hopefully we can get one of our filly can hold a rein to some of these horses that we're going to talk about here. So it's our top five rags to riches stories of some horses. So in number five, we have She Will Reign. Only bought for 20K from Derby Racing in the 2016 English Classic Sale. And she only raced as a 2 and 3 year old. But I reckon the owners must have thought they were onto an absolute winner here because at her very first start, she won by 8 lengths on debut. And not only that, she actually nearly paid for her entire wage at her first start as well. So she went on to win 6 out of 12 starts, including obviously the Golden Slipper. And she also won the Moya Stakes at Moonee Valley as a 3-year-old. So And I had a bit of a dig through her CV and of previous Slipper winners. She's actually still the only Golden Slipper winner to go on to win another race since Piero. And Piero won the Slipper in 2012. So, yeah, she will reign 2017 Golden Slipper winner. Absolute bargain. Number four, Widgie Turf. Now, not all bargain buys have to be Group 1 winners here, punters. Absolutely not. This old bloke was only bought for 4K as a weanling, so basically as a brand new horse, by Queensland owner Gordon McIntosh. So, Gordo has absolutely cashed into the hills here. So, at his very first start, Widgie secured 11K for winning that race. So, he's basically tripled his money after his first race. He got back. He was a real workman type horse, Widgie Turf. He got back in the field, had a nice turn of foot, and then when he got clear, a lot of the time he'd run into the top six, I reckon. He went on to win another 10 races throughout his 41 career start, two of them stakes races, and he even finished third in a Group 1 behind Be Good To Your Mother in the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes. So, he retired with 1.26 million in the bank. Must be very nice. And he was a 7-year-old gelding, so not like She Will Reign. You know, she won about triple the money, but she got retired after she only raced for about 2 years. So, you know, they had a lot of fun with this old boy. He would have been an absolute treat to own. Number three, Behemoth. Far out. What can you say about the big fella? He's a humongous. He's one of the biggest horses you'd ever want to see. He actually initially sold for 120K as a weanling, but Grand Syndicates, who are infamous for purchasing really cheap horses, they purchased him as a yearling for only $6,000. So I think I've read a story about Behemoth that they actually tried to sell him overseas to Hong Kong, but he failed every vet test known to man, and yeah, that's why they got him so cheap. So, they took a punt and gee whiz, hasn't it paid off? So, he placed as a 2-year-old and then he won his first race as the 3-year-old. And he's just been super consistent, winning two Group 1s over 1,400 metres at Caulfield. He's gone on to run in the Everest and in the All-Star Mile. He has $2.5 million in the bank. Gee whiz. Sometimes syndicates really pay off big. Number two, Mystic Journey. Remember her? So, number four, number two, whatever it is. Retired Sydney barrister Wayne Rosser bought this girl for $11,000. And he thought that this girl was quite special and he was bang on. So, she was the inaugural winner of the All-Star Mile, but actually the start prior to that, she won the Australian Guineas as a 3-year-old. People were, at the time, I remember the chat was that she's the second best horse behind Winks in the country. So, that she did taper off a bit / a lot, but I think you just have to appreciate what she was at the time. She was just a fantastic horse. So, she went on to win $4 million in prize money, which is just absolutely insane. And if she, you know, I actually don't know the status of Mystic Germany. I'm assuming she's retired. She goes on to stud, surely she's worth a little bit of something. Now, the last horse on this list. Now, we're proud Queenslanders on this show. So, obviously, we're going to put the big boy Buffering in there for Robbie Heathcote Racing. 22K he costs, so he is the most expensive horse on this list, but he's actually gone on to be one of the highest money spinners in Australia ever. He's won over $7 million in prize money Buffering. So, and Jonesy wrote this part, but I'm reading it out, but what was insane is that, and I didn't know this, that because he was racing behind Black Caviar and Haylist, two absolutely guns at the time, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, he just couldn't get the chockey. So, he actually didn't win his first Group 1 until he was a 6-year-old, which is insane. So, But he still went on to win 7 Group 1s, including one over in Dubai, which is absolutely insane. So the only knock on him is that he couldn't get a Group 1 in his home city, home state in Brisbane. But you know what? We'll take that buffering. So Big Buff made our number one on this list. So let us know if we missed any. I'm sure there's tons. If there's any bargain buys that you reckon should have made the list. Alrighty, so on to the feature race of the day, the Ipswich Cup. So far out. 21.50, I believe it is. Yeah, listed race. Not much class to say about it, to be honest. You have your usual suspects. You have Inverloch, who's the top weight, $15. He's probably a little bit of overs in the race. So You Win, who's been consistent but just can't quite get the win there. In Good Health, who I think's in for a mighty chance here. The Lord Mayor, I think he's in for a really good shot. Humboldt Current. And I think the race really tapers off after that. I'm really keen on In Good Health here. I think this mare has, Peter Moody has just done the old Chris Wallace special, dropping back to 1600, getting primed for the run over 2000 meters. I think she's going to be right in the game. She'll jump from barrier 7, which I don't think is too bad. I think she'll be two off the fence, probably either in the just stalking the lead or in the pocket. I think she'll be right up in front, looking mighty hard to beat. She did win, so she didn't do that well last start, but I honestly think it was a prep run. But the start before that at Morphettville, she won by 4 lengths. She beat home Zaydani, who went on to win on the weekend as well, and there's been another subsequent winner from that race, and she beat them by 4 lengths. So I think that she's right in the game here. Happy to have her on top. It's not a Group 1, so I'm not going to give you a trifecta. But on to other bets for the weekend. So one of my each-way bets of the day did get scratched, but that's okay. Found something else. So if you go to race 5 on the card, number 3, Our Playboy for Mick Price. We got some word at the track a few weeks ago that this guy was going to be mighty hard to beat in the last event at Eagle Farm. Didn't eventuate. Going to stick with him here just on rumor and rumor alone. You're getting $10 to find out or thereabouts with Ladbrokes. So happy to go be in his corner. Keen on race 6, number 3, Desert Lord for David Van Dyke and Ryan Maloney, one of the great training and trainer jockey partnerships in Queensland. Think Desert Lord's in for a really nice prep here. Nice trial, has some solid group one, first up, not group one form. I think he's right in the game, 59 kilos, doesn't worry me too much. Barrier 8, he should jump for about barrier 6, barrier 5, barrier 6 post scratchings. Think he'll be right in the game for a lot of the race. I think he's just better than this lot, to be honest. And my best bet of the day is In Good Health in the Ipswich Cup. I think she's a cracking bet at the around the $6 on offer with Laddies. So Jonesy hasn't shot through his tips. So that is pretty much the episode. So pray for Jonesy. I'm sure he'll be all right. But thanks for listening. I'm sure this was probably the worst podcast you ever listened to. So until next week, we're going to do the Tats Tiara next week. Then we'll probably have a spell for a bit. But what we're planning to do is do some interview-style content as well. So with James Healy Racing as well. So we want to get Jimmy on and some other people who are within the racing industry. So hopefully you'll enjoy that content. But yeah, thanks for listening and we'll see you next week. Just going to add this in at the end for those loyal podcast listeners. Jonesy did send through his tips just at the end while we were filming on my phone. So he's gone, So You Win for the Ippy Cup, of course. He loves that horse to death. He's gone race 8, number 14 as his value play, which if we get that up any minute now, is really discreet, so take that as you will. He's got about $14 to $15 on Ladbrokes. And then he's also got race 6, number 3, Desert Lord is his best bet. So we've doubled up there. But yeah, thanks for listening.